Every day we're getting a little older, finding ourselves at different stages of life. This is Lisa Berry, and this is Modern Aging on 89.1 WEMU, a conversation about the later part of life, talking about aging in a new way. And I'm joined by Dr. Teresa Reed from agingforlife.org, who is an aging expert herself, especially when it comes to finding new ways to look at our later years. Hi, Teresa. Always good to see you.
How you doing? Good to be here.
Teresa reads a lot of books about the aging process, and one of those being a recent release by dancer, choreographer, and author Twyla Tharp called Keep It Moving, a guidebook for expanding one's possibilities over the course of a lifetime. What was your takeaway? What did you find interesting about the book?
Practically everything.
Oh, good.
And Twyla Tharp is one of the great choreographers of the 20th century and dancers. She's just an incredible human being. And this woman has worked every minute of her life for everything that she has had. She's never flagged. She works and works and works. She's now 78.
Wow.
And her current book, she has a couple others, but her current book, Keep It Moving, it's just the title is brilliant because it just sums up the whole philosophy that she has, which is that age is not the enemy. Stasis is the enemy. Complacency is the enemy. Stagnation is the enemy, not age. So you need to just keep moving.
Move it or lose it is how I've heard it.
For sure. I mean, and really, as you know, you know. But so she has 12 chapters, and each chapter has an exercise in it. And each chapter, she draws on stories from her own life, which has been really various and really challenging and full of accomplishment and full of pain as well. And so she takes chunks from her own life and thinking about, you know, what's happening to our bodies as we age. And, of course, as a dancer,
right?
You know, she's an athlete. And like any athlete, her body is everything. So she brings a special perspective. And also as an athlete and dancer, she is so used to physical discipline. So she brings all of that, her lifelong knowledge and practice in physical discipline, to her 12 exercises for how to keep moving.
So when you say exercise, do you mean bend and stretch? Or
sometimes.
Like, well, what's number one?
Physical exercise. Well, I'll tell you what, my favorite, I think number one is my favorite. It's take up space. Like, intuitively, this spoke to me, right? Because if you see any characteristic image of an old person, what do you see? You see them bent over, hunched, and like often with a cane, right? And taking little widgy steps. I just made that up. Little widgy steps, you know? And they're shrinking. Mm. And a huge point that she makes, it's so important, is that where your body goes, your mind goes, right? So as you start to shrink and be less adventuresome with your body, your mind is doing the same thing. Hmm. It's a feedback loop.
Yeah.
So when she says take up space, oh my gosh, I just said yes. So it is like stretch, walk long strides, lean forward, breathe deeply. She mentions at the end of this chapter, it's like an Occupy movement.
Yeah, for yourself.
For yourself. It's Occupy more space. So I just love that. I absolutely love it. Another one, and this is number two, and this is really important too. The title of the exercise is Practice Pushing Back. And here's the most important piece of this chapter. She talks about making a pledge to yourself. And she distinguishes between pledges and goals. Okay, really important. And sometimes we can think about a pledge as like a purpose. We talk about purpose, which is also different from goals. Goals are part of reaching, you know, of pursuing your purpose. Same with a pledge. A pledge is, and I just love this. She says a goal is something you can reach and then you're done. A pledge is something you can't finish, right? So like, I'm going to keep getting stronger every day, or I'm going to get better every day at X, Y, or Z. And that's your pledge to yourself. And I absolutely love that.
That is great.
Isn't it great? Yeah. Isn't it great? So she's like, practice pushing back is pushing towards that goal and pushing away anything that would stop you from reaching it. And so little things that you can read in other places, but in her context is really interesting. So park far away from the door, you know, walk instead of drive, all of the things which is part of Keep It Moving. So I love it.
Absolutely great. Another favorite?
Well, actually, there's so many. I guess one of my super favorites is Mentoring for All. And this is actually her last one, and which is part of the chapter titled Shut Up and Dance.
Ah, from a dancer choreographer.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Well,
I do think it's beautiful. Yes, because she says we are all dancers. If you're moving, if you can move, even if you can move your arms, if you can't get out of your chair, but you can move your arms, you can dance. And I just love that concept. I love that vision of dance. So that's her last word, basically, is shut up and dance. But what I love about Mentoring for All is that she says, let's break down the tribal barriers between generations. Find a person younger than yourself from whom you need to learn something and ask them to show you. Ask them to teach you.
Why all of a sudden, it seems like all of a sudden, has that gotten to be a big deal now between boomers and millennials?
Yeah, right.
I'm hearing it all the time, more and more.
Yeah, as in, what is it called? Okay, boomer.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Yeah, which I want to talk about next time, okay? I want to actually dive into that because I think it's really interesting. But you know, before that, you know, a lot of older people think, well, it's my time to teach. Well, you know, partly, yeah. But it's also your time to continue to learn. We never stop learning. So we need to find her. I love this advice. To find a younger person, a relative or a neighbor or anybody, somebody you know from work, anybody who has something to teach you, and ask them to please teach you.
So who's teaching who? The younger teaching the older?
Younger is teaching the older.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's say that again. So you're talking about mentoring, but you're not saying the elder is mentoring the younger person. Find a younger person
Being mentored. The older is being mentored by the younger.
Oh. See, that's why I'm glad I have kids, because it keeps me current.
Oh, my gosh. I learned so much from my kids. Yeah.
But we have to be interested in keeping current. Is that what you're saying?
You have to be open to it.
Open to it.
You have to be open to the expertise of younger people. They have a ton of expertise that we don't have.
Especially with
times
changing as quickly as they are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And younger people, you know, just it's showing respect for what they know, which is a ton.
Right. So don't, just because you're older, don't think you have all the answers and you know everything. Keep your ears open and your attitude open and
absolutely
learn from whoever you can, really.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you know, a lot of people, you know, show respect for your elders. It's like, what if we show respect for our youngers? You know, because there are a lot of younger people who have a ton to teach us. So I love her last command/exercise is mentoring for all. Ask somebody younger to teach you something.
Well, you said the key word there, respect.
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 Absolutely.
So keep it moving and keep your eyes open and stand up tall and respect everyone. How about that?
And dance. Moving is life. Dance is life. Twyla Tharp says, pledge to move. So let's do.
Dr. Teresa Reed, agingforlife.org. Thank you so much for joining us here on Modern Aging on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks. Buy the book.
Support for Modern Aging comes from Vibrant Life Senior Living, an innovative approach to assisted living and memory care. Superior Township location now open, vibrantlifeseniorliving.com.